dans cette rue tranquille.
La chronique ciné.
Un mystère se révèle.
Les coups de cœur de Géraldine Elbaz.
Houston, je n'ai plus le Dr Stone en visuel. Houston, je n'ai plus le Dr Stone en visuel.
Spécial Festival de Cannes.
Et une aventure commence.
The 2024 Cannes Film Festival, which ended on May 25th, gathered once more the greatest stars of international cinema. Dressed in their best outfits, we saw them walk the red carpet and climb the 24 steps, referring to the 24 frames per second of the movies, to the legendary Louis Lumière Theatre. With its giant screen and more than 2,000 seats from orchestra to balcony, this prestigious cinema brought together la crème de la crème of today's film industry. Over 12 intense days, we had the pleasure of seeing many, many films in all categories, those of the official competition, of course, but also those out of competition, Cannes Première, Un Certain Regard, short films, and Cannes Classics, which celebrated its 20th anniversary this year. Besides, for those who wanted to watch a movie on the beach with the sky above their heads, they could go to the Cinéma de la Plage, offering them free screenings while sitting in deck chairs with their feet in the sand. This year, the jury was chaired by Greta Gerwig, whose film Barbie broke all records and topped the $1 billion mark at the global box office. After viewing the 22 films in competition, the jury awarded 8 prizes, including the famous Palme d'Or. And in the selection called Un Certain Regard, the jury was chaired by Xavier Dolan and awarded 7 prizes, including a special mention. While major directors such as Francis Ford Coppola, Paolo Sorrentino and Yorgos Lanthimos presented their latest feature films in competition, others came to defend their first films, such as Agathe Riedinger with Diamant Brut. So let's have a closer look at the 77th edition of the Festival de Cannes, dedicated to the love of cinema, glamour and emotion. This is actually the music you could hear at the beginning of all the movies presented at the festival. Do you know where it comes from? Camille Saint-Saëns wrote it in 1886 as it was part of his masterpiece called The Carnival of the Animals. Aquarium is the title of this precise track, which the audience could enjoy as the famous red steps were rolling from the sea to the sky across the big screen. Delighted by this enchanting theme, there were nearly 35,000 cinema lovers from all over the world who attended this new edition of the Festival de Cannes from May 14th to the 25th. In Cannes, all the theatres have great names after great personalities such as Debussy, Bazin, Buñuel or Agnès Varda. We see films all day and discuss them all night. No one speaks the same language, yet everyone understands each other. Here, when we plunge into the dark, it's to find the light, said the master of ceremonies Camille Cotin in her opening speech at the festival. So, who won the Palme d'Or, the Grand Prix, the Jury Prize? Which actor and actress or actresses won an award? What about the Caméra d'Or?
D'Or goes to Anora. By Sean
Baker. It's the first time an American filmmaker has won the Palme d'Or in over a decade. Director Sean Baker scooping up the Cannes Film Festival's top prize with his latest offering, Anora. He says he's been waiting for this moment for 30 years.
This is honestly not just a dream come true, but is the dream come true.
The tragic comedy Anora follows a whirlwind romance between a stripper and the son of a Russian oligarch. The movie was one of several female-dominated films that won big at the competition's 77th edition.
Hugs.
Oh, yes. Hugs.
Can I help you?
Oh, you.
Oof. You look beautiful. Awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Last year, it was Justine Triet who won the Palme d'Or for Anatomy of a Fall. This year, the most prestigious award of the festival went to Sean Baker for Anora. The film tells the story of a young sex worker from Brooklyn who meets and impulsively marries the son of a Russian oligarch. But the young man's parents don't approve of this union and set out for New York with the firm intention of having the marriage annulled. All We Imagine as Light, an Indian film directed by Payal Kapadia, received the Grand Prix. This daring first feature follows two nurses who try to find a space for their desires to manifest. Emilia Perez, directed by Jacques Audiard, won the Jury Prize as well as the Collective Best Actress Award for its four main actresses: Adriana Paz, Zoe Saldana, Carla Sofia Gascon and Selena Gomez. Jacques Audiard, who won the Jury Prize in 2009 for A Prophet and the Palme d'Or in 2015 for Dipan, presented here a very original musical comedy. The story is about Rita, a lawyer who is offered a very special mission by Manitas, a Mexican cartel leader who would like to finally become the woman he always wanted to be. Miguel Gomez won the award for Best Director for Grand Tour, which plunges us into the early 20th century on a journey that takes us from Rangoon across Asia. We follow the peregrinations of Edward, an official of the British Empire, who runs away from his fiancée Molly. Mohammad Rasoulov won the special award for The Seeds of the Sacred Fig. Rasoulov, who won several prizes in the past, presented here a thriller in which an investigating judge finds himself confronted with the absurdity of a system that is beyond him. The Best Actor Award went to Jesse Plemons for his performance in Kinds of Kindness by Yorgos Lanthimos. The movie, also starring Emma Stone, Margaret Qualley and William Dafoe, is about the human condition, power and free will. Jesse Plemons delivers here an extraordinary performance, proving once again that whatever role he takes on, from Breaking Bad to Civil War, Fargo or Black Mirror, he makes the best of it. French director Coralie Farja won the Best Screenplay Prize for The Substance, starring Demi Moore, Margaret Qualley and Dennis Quaid. In this body horror movie, we discover a substance that allows you to create another version of yourself, younger, more beautiful, more perfect. But what could happen if you don't follow the instructions?
Have you ever dreamt of a better version of yourself? Younger, more beautiful, more perfect. One single injection unlocks your DNA, starting a new cellular division that will release another version of yourself. This is The Substance.
This year, the Camera d'Or went to Alfmann Ullmann Tondel, the Norwegian director of the movie Armand, presented at Un Certain Regard. Following an incident at school between two kids, Armand and John, the parents are summoned by the school director. What really happened? Stories and points of view clash, all means are used and the tension rises. A breathtaking first film, perfectly staged. So, before next year's edition, go to the movies and discover all kinds of films. You might enjoy it. We wish you a wonderful journey.
C'était la chronique ciné avec Géraldine Elbaz. À À retrouver les mercredis et vendredis à 9h et 12h30 sur Art District Radio et sur notre site internet en podcast.